The following presentation is a production of 92.5 XTU.
What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Hold on.
Isn't it crazy?
You know, you get an allergy cough and it's like...
I'm being recorded in 20 different spots. I'm going to take a picture real quick and then we're going to talk. All right, you look good.
Come on. I was with Jared Neiman yesterday. We were in South Dakota. Oh,
how is Jared?
He's awesome. And we had a show together kind of in one of our buddies' hometowns. They had like a drive-in thing.
Nice.
Whole parking
lot. He's a good dude. All right, I'm ready to roll here. So
come on, let's do it.
We got the 55th ACM Awards happening Wednesday night at 8 on CBS, and our coverage here is virtual this year in the Ford F-150 studios here. Three venues, Grand Ole Opry House, Ryman, Bluebird, and Lee, you played all of those. And by the way, you're nominated for Single of the Year for Rumor, which for what you do, that's got to be fantastic to see that and have that nomination.
It is. It really is a proud moment because, you know, I put everything into my songs, from writing it to playing guitar, producing it, all of it, you know, and so yes, it's very gratifying to even just be up, you know, and people to recognize it is something that is good enough to be in a category like that.
So you've won before ACM CMAs, and you've been a part of this whole thing before. You've had songs that have reached number one. You've been in some of the biggest venues, and you've, you know, been a part of a national celebration for Garth Brooks. When you get to 2020, there's a saying right now that says, people say, it's so 2020. What? How are you doing? I mean, you spend a lot of time at home now. You doing okay?
I'm doing good, actually. You know, there's two sides to this story. Some people probably don't have maybe much of a positive side, and I feel for them. But, you know, obviously the first thing, the big thing for me was my band, and they're my family, you know. And so to have to, like, you know, to not have a job basically and not be able to pay your employees who are your family, who have families, that's been a hard thing. But they are so devoted and we're still a family and we're still together and we still play. But they have just been sweet. But that was, you know, a really hard part for me because I'm just, they're my best friends with my family. But man, really looking back at 2020 as a whole, you know, my kids and I and my wife and I will probably look back and go, man, that might have been that's maybe the best summer of our life. We got to spend every single day with Daddy doing out on the farm. You know, I didn't have to go rush because I was home for 24 hours. I could teach him how to drive a stick shift and how to dig a post hole, you know, and like pick a garden and plant a garden and cut up trees and just the things that you would want to just, you know, you kind of naturally grow up learning with your daddy. That's the stuff that I'll take back, and we'll look back on this and as a whole, I'm gonna look back at it and be like, I got to be home all year with my family, because normally right now I'd be gone, you know.
Yeah, for weeks at a time.
Yeah.
You try to get home on the weekends when you're touring?
When I'm touring, the goal would be to get home on a Sunday and be home Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you know, and Wednesday. And the goal would be to go play shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But like this time of year, so many things pop up and there's festivals or random days. And I'll be gone sometimes and come home and be home for 12 hours and have to get back on the bus again and then go for two more weeks and then come home for 24 hours and then be gone again. And so, we try to get home, but during certain times, it's like you got to strike while the iron's hot.
Let's talk about the other side of your career, 2020 for you and 2019, 2020 for you. Mm. After working, I've probably known you 10 years. 2019, 2020 for you has been the most prolific songwriting and chart wise and everything else that you're like, oh my God, I finally got here. Yeah. And everybody's gone.
Now I got here. There's nobody here. It's, you know, I was just talking about that. Yeah, we've been blessed, you know, from Rumor to the Duet. Mm-hmm. And then now one of them girls just flying for us. I think the momentum is awesome. It's something else. But I miss the shows, feeling that song grow, like as the charts, as it goes up the charts. And I really feel for like some of the new artists who maybe had their first number one, and they didn't get to feel it getting bigger and bigger and bigger. they will eventually, but
yeah.
But that's the part of who we are. Is like that's the thing. That's why we do this, is for that feedback and that time with fans at the show. So that's a little hole in our heart. It's got to get filled here, hopefully sooner than later.
Your first single took, I think, 55 weeks to get to
one. 57 weeks.
57. And then here we are with one of them girls rolling so quick. I mean, everybody's just like, where did Lee Rice come from? It's like 5-6 weeks. It's way up on the charts. Yeah. And now, of course, it's really, really high, like top 10 now.
I think we're at two somehow.
Wow.
You're two now. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing.
We're going to keep them coming. We've got a new record to be out like November 20th. And so I'm excited about this record. You know, I try to top everything. You know, I try to push myself to be better. And this record might be the best one. You know, that's what my goal is anyway.
I hope so, Lee. It's good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Hopefully we'll see you on the road soon.
All right. See you soon.
All right. It's Philly's Country Station 92.5 XTU.
Check out more of our podcasts at 925XTU.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.